alcohol made from sunflower seeds, an education center, and the world's longest bar made from one continuous piece of wood. These will all be featured at a new business in Kane, in McKean County, near the Allegheny National Forest. WPSU's Sydney Roach takes us on a tour.
When you first walk into the Wild Sunshine Factory, you'll see murals of sunflowers and interactive exhibits along the walls. There's a fake tree trunk with two shelves you can pull out of it. Each has leaf identification guides. There's also a well with a working crank. Taylor McConnell, the general manager of the Wild Sunshine Factory, says she wants to inspire people to stay in northern Pennsylvania and appreciate its natural resources.
And the main message that we want to get across is that food doesn't come from a grocery store, lumber doesn't come from a hardware store, water doesn't come from a spigot. It takes a water conservationist, a farmer, a logger, a truck driver, and everybody like that behind the scenes to get all of those resources that we kind of take for granted every day to us.
Dave Conklin is an investor and president of the corporate board for the Wild Sunshine Factory.
We're opening up the factory to any group, especially school kids. You know, it was a hard sell at first because everyone's like, whoa, you can't bring kids to a distillery.
Conklin says kids coming through on a tour will learn how to make hand sanitizer instead of alcohol, which he says is the exact same process. McConnell and Conklin both have environmental education backgrounds at Penn State, but they didn't create the education center by themselves. Conklin says they worked with the county conservation districts of Elk, McKean, and Warren counties. They also worked with Penn State Cooperative Extension, the Allegheny Hardwood Utilization Group, and the Pennsylvania Wilds. Conklin says the building itself is made from all Pennsylvania materials.
The building is very Pennsylvania proud, right to the block, the masonry that built the outer shell, right down to a good bit of all the items in the building are all Pennsylvania based.
Moving into the bar, you'll hear the sound of water. In the far corner of the room is a big waterfall, surrounded by a massive sunflower mural. The mural is made of real pictures from one of their nearby sunflower fields with a starry night sky above on the ceiling. The main feature of the room is a 43-foot-long bar cut from a hemlock tree in Warren County. It's the world's longest bar made from one continuous piece of wood, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. McConnell says this bar beat the previous record of the captain's table in Australia, which is 36 feet long.
We really wanted a place to be able to gather everybody all in one place. And so found the captain's table in Australia and decided with how important the timber industry is to the area that it wasn't good enough to be in Australia. So we wanted it to be here in Kane, in the black cherry capital of the world.
Taking a seat at the world's longest bar made from a continuous piece of wood, I got to experience their signature product, spirits distilled from sunflower seeds. They call it Sunshine, hence the name Wild Sunshine Factory. I tried four flavors, plain, pink lemonade, blue raspberry, and black cherry. Conklin says people have a hard time describing what sunshine tastes like. Okay, I'm ready. This is just the normal one. It is very good. I'm also at a loss of words for how to describe it.
There's really nothing else that it tastes like. It's very unique in that it has its own flavor.
Yeah, and I see what you get about it being smooth. I do get the earthy tones from it. I might have to think on it a bit more to think the words that I want to use for it. I still don't have better words to describe what sunshine tastes like, but I can tell you which sample was my favorite.
So it's just basically pink lemonade.
Bottoms up. Ooh, that one's my favorite so far. McConnell says Conklin is the mastermind behind Sunshine Spirits.
I don't know how he looked at a sunflower and was like, yeah, I'd taste that. but it's pretty similar to a moonshine or a vodka or a tequila.
McConnell says people can watch the distilling process while enjoying their drinks, since there are windows to the distillery inside and the silos outside. In Kane, I'm Sydney Roach.